This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. After almost 5 months of hearings and debate, the State House and Senate are still at odds on a plan to cut South Carolina Electric and Gas Company's power bills. The House this week refused to go along with a Senate resolution that would reduce SCNG's VC summer nuclear charge by some 13%, insisting that the monthly charge be reduced to zero. The Senate plan would reduce the current 18% of a customer's monthly electric bill down to just 5%. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Greg Delaney of Chester urged his colleagues to protect the company's ratepayers.
Who should pay for the mistakes that SCANA's made? Should the shareholders pay, or should the rate holders pay? And this House has decided that if anybody is to pay, it's to be the shareholders and not the rate holders, not to pay anymore. But the only way we get there is by a zero nuclear tax.
The action by the House sent the nuclear bill to a House Senate conference committee where it's hoped a compromise can be reached. Edgefield Senator Shane Massey is a member of the conference committee. He says the matter is so important, he's optimistic an agreement will be reached.
It's easy to say, well, just do this, do that. But the implications of that, the consequences of that, could be very longstanding. And you don't want to do something that's going to harm the customers more than they've already been harmed.
Senators are concerned zeroing out the rate may not stand up to a court challenge. There are now just 6 legislative days left in this year's session. A stalemate would see the nuclear charge remain. Lawmakers are now racing the adjournment clock. Yet to be approved is next year's $8 billion state budget. And the Senate on Thursday gave priority debate status to an anti-abortion bill. The bill would outlaw what anti-abortion members refer to as dismemberment abortion. That's a rarely used medical procedure usually performed when a mother's life is in jeopardy. Orangeburg Democrat Brad Hutto has threatened to filibuster against the measure for the final 2 weeks of the session. A bill hailed as a victory for children is on its way to the governor. The House this week gave final passage to the bill that creates a new state child advocate. When it becomes law, the new office will have sweeping authority concerning any child receiving state protection or state services from any state agency. Lexington Senator Katrina Shealy shepherded the bill to passage.
It's not just children in DSS. You know, we have to keep reminding people that it's not just for DSS and foster children. It's every agency in South Carolina that has something to do with children. It's going to give those people a place to go.
The state child advocate will be appointed by the governor, and the new office will have subpoena powers. Since 2010, the state has been methodically addressing the issue of sentencing reform. Prisons are overcrowded and expensive to operate, forcing lawmakers to take a hard look at prison sentences and release programs for prisoners who have served their time behind bars. Here's Charleston Republican Chris Murphy on the House floor this week.
And since 2010, when we started sentencing reform, we have saved the state of South Carolina through that program almost $500 million, $490 million. So these reforms are helping the state and helping our economy and helping government. They are real reform.
The recent violence at the Lee Correctional Facility has spurred the House to position sentencing reform as a priority for next year's legislative session. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.